Theatre Collingwood fell into a rabbit hole this year and found a wonderland they're happy to keep exploring. The group put on an original show written, cast, produced, directed, costumed, and lighted with local talent, and its success has the executive director already thinking about a repeat. Alice in Wonderland. The Panto sold out all 14 shows between December 11 and 21 at the Simcoe Street Theatre, with about 100 audience members for each performance. "It's really been amazing. The response has been fantastic and people have really loved it," said Erica Angus, executive director for Theatre Collingwood. "It's really fun to see a different demographic coming to our shows. It's families and people on their own and seniors and everything else." Written by Theatre Collingwood staffer Anne Raciunas, who also played the Queen of Hearts, the show followed the tradition of the British pantomime, which typically shows during the holidays and combines music, dancing, slapstick comedy, puns and more humor. "She wrote not only the entire script, but she wrote the lyrics to all the music," said Angus. "The songs were reimagined pop songs with new lyrics." Angus directed the show, and said it was incredible to work with a solid team including Raciunas, Greg Gibson as musical director, Melissa James as choreographer, Katsu McBroom as costume and set designer with her team of Anna Posta, Catherine Hugh, and Robert Hodgson. The cast was local, including a 15-year-old Alice. The cast involved a chorus of kids, all of whom came from Theatre Collingwood's education programs, learning about theatre and productions. "They did an absolutely terrific job," said Angus. Collingwood also starred in the show, acting as Wonderland where the whole panto takes place, and where the Queen of Hearts is trying to turn the terminals into condominiums. "There were lots of local references, which the audience totally got and had good chuckles over them," said Angus. While at one time, Theatre Collingwood did put on its own original productions, it hasn't for more than a decade. Angus said she recalls 13 years ago trying to put on kids' shows, but they didn't sell well. "But the demographics, I think, are changing," said Angus, pointing to increased interest in the Theatre Collingwood Youth Drama Education Program. With Raciunas taking an interest in the panto medium and penning the Alice show, Angus thought the time was right to try again. "The first 7 shows sold so quickly, Theatre Collingwood added 7 more. The warm reception has given Angus the assurance she was looking for to keep going with original shows. I think we've found that it's just been so well received that we definitely want to look at doing another one next year," said Angus. Theatre Collingwood has released its 2026 playbill, but left December to be determined. "I was waiting to see how this goes," said Angus. Ever the advocate, Angus also noted the challenges of putting on a staged show in Collingwood and how the Alice show highlights further the need for a dedicated arts center. "The Simcoe Street Theatre is small, with limited backstage space and no wings. Theatre Collingwood parked an RV next to the building to serve as a green room, changing space for the adult cast. The set had to be minimal because nothing could be changed or stored in wings. The panto made use of the projection screen to add backgrounds to scenes. We worked with what we had, but I can't wait until the day when we have an art center and we can really do amazing stuff," said Angus. Currently, no final decisions have been made regarding an art center in Collingwood, but the town did embark on a feasibility study process that has so far recommended a 600-seat facility in town.